You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A lot of people write us notes and they request five calls says it all. That's what Rick has done here. Although it's signed Rick and Roz, R-O-Z, which it's a cool couple.
Yeah, it is. Rick and Roz.
We're having Rick and Roz over for dinner this weekend.
They're so rad.
He writes, hey boys, we have some neighbors who are pretty nosy. Let's jump in right here. Do you or have you had neighbors like this?
Honestly, I think I am that neighbor.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But yeah, yeah. But I think we all have.
I was one of the reasons, many years ago I had one. It was one of the elements and components of me wanting to leave that neighborhood.
It gets to be too much, doesn't it? They know your every move, and you're like, really?
Speaking of which, listen to what Rick says. He goes, we constantly look up from our back deck and see them watching us out of their bedroom window. Usually, we just laugh about it. But now, we're putting in a hot tub, and I already know that they'll have their faces glued to the window every time my wife comes out. She's in really good shape. It looks great in a bathing suit. I know I don't want them, especially the husband, ogling her every time she gets in the hot tub. I told my wife I want to put up a screen, one that we can raise and lower whenever we need to. It would just be on that side of the deck, the side facing the Snoopersons. You know what, Rick? I got to give you...
It's pretty funny.
The Snoopersons. Meaning his wife, she says it's rude and very obvious that we're only blocking them and not anyone else, so she's against using it. Could you ask your listeners for one of your five call things?
Yeah.
I'd like to put the screen up at the same time as the hot tub, which will be this weekend. Thanks. We both love your show, Rick and Roz.
Thanks, Rick and Roz.
Rick and Hottie Roz,
now,
I guess.
Now, did Rick include a picture of Roz? I mean, just for reference sake.
No, you perv.
He didn't? Okay, I was just curious.
You know, one of the things that made me laugh about this is
what?
That I had the visual. If you ever watch a football game, like a pro football game, after a team scores a touchdown, or when a team comes out to kick an extra point or a field goal, they have those nets behind the goalposts that they raise.
Oh,
na,
sure.
Na, and the net comes up.
Yep.
They kick the field goal, and then the net goes back down. I feel like that's what Rick's going to be doing with his screen.
He runs out there and pulls it up, yeah. You know, now, gestures to his wife. Come on.
Hurry.
But
would
it
you do this?
Does. I think I probably would. I feel like those two things kind of go hand in hand. When you buy a hot tub, there's like some sort of enclosure or something that you put up. Mm-hmm. Although I stare out my backyard, I stare directly across to the house behind me. Hot tub sitting right there on the back patio. Mm-hmm. Nothing hiding anything. You just we watch the people stewing frequently out there. I will say it will look kind of weird. Like, because if you think of a backyard, you got what? Like 1, 2, 3 sides, you know, that you got to worry about. And then boom, you build a wall right there, just right there in front of those people's window. It's going to be so obvious that
but
you're like calling them out.
Of, if it's just a couple of poles, almost like flagpoles.
Sure. And then your screen.
And then the screen just comes up occasionally when you're in the hot tub and then you lower it again. It'll just look like a couple of poles out there.
Isn't
and they
that,
don't even have to be that high.
If they're nosy.
If you think about the angles.
Sure.
Like if you put the poles, like we're doing a little trigonometry. If you, I think that's right, geometry at the very least. If you put the poles next to the hot tub, then they don't even have to be that high in order for the angle. Like you see me turning it.
Yeah, I
the
see you're really
would only
laying this out.
Have to be probably about
right
because 7 feet.
Because you're down in there and they're up high, but it doesn't matter. You are putting those poles on one side, like a blatant move, boom,
because
in front of these people's window, and you've still got two sides open. What
yeah,
does that look to those people?
The Snoopersons, as he put them, are only on one side.
I know, but it just looks like so blatant. Like, we see you. We know what you're doing.
Okay.
This has to stop.
Okay. But if they have looked up and they have busted the people constantly ogling them, as he puts it, then all you're doing is calling them out because everybody knows and they know that you know what they're doing.
I feel like if
I don't like
they
want
to see you, they're going to see you somehow. Maybe they'll just then go outside and try to talk to you. You know, what are you guys doing over there? Mm. I don't know. But yeah, you know, if it was me, I'd probably be.
I'm putting it up. What do you think our listeners are going to say?
Put it up. I think 100% of people will say put it up if you got the guts to call us this morning.
I don't
believe talk about it.
I don't believe it'll be 100%. And I'm not even sure put up the screen is going to win.
There might be some people that call that are like, well, I like it when the neighbors are watching us. We might get a few of those.
Let me give out our phone number.
All right, please.
303-691-1MIX. You should call right now. Don't let other people call. You call. We want to fill them up. 303-691-1649. The question before you today, do Rick and Roz put up the screen between their house and the neighbors? Remember, it's a retractable screen. Up and down.
Sure.
So it doesn't stay up all the time. It's not an eyesore all the time. Is it worth it for the privacy with the semi-embarrassment that you are essentially giving a finger to the next-door neighbor?
How would you feel if you go out there and you see them in the window looking over at you and you are putting that up?
Wave.
Awkward. Awkward.
Hi.
Hey,
now,
Bob.
Bye. And then peek out from behind the screen.
Hot wife coming through.
We read a letter from Rick and his wife, Roz, that they're putting in a hot tub. But they've got the really nosy neighbors. He refers to them as the Snoopersons. So Rick wants to put up a screen that he can raise and lower next to the hot tub to block the view of his wife in her bathing suit from the nosy neighbors. So we're getting all sorts of... We're going to grab phone calls here in a second. Listen to this note from Lynn. She goes, oh my God, we did this. We didn't have a hot tub, but my teenage daughter liked laying out in the sun on the back patio, and we had a neighbor who apparently liked getting an eyeful, so we planted 4 large trees and put up some large shrubbery around the patio that totally blocked the view from the perv. I know that he knew exactly why we did it, and I didn't care. I say put up the screen or whatever you need to do. That's from Lynn.
Get some shrubbery. I love that word.
Shrubbery.
This is a funny one from Scott. He writes in from time to time on our Facebook. He's a funny guy. And this is along the lines of like when you buy a ping pong table or a pool table. He says, boys, it's only going to be an issue for about a month till they stop using the hot tub and it just sits there as lawn art. You speak of the truth, Scott. You speak the truth.
That's funny. Lines. We got people on the phone, starting with Margo. Margo, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're doing so well. What do you think Rick and Roz should do?
100%. You put the screen up. Nosy neighbors have no business. I'm kind of passive aggressive. I might even put a sign in it that says nosy, aren't you?
Or at least one that says no peeking. No peeking.
Exactly. No peeking. They make hot tub covers kind of like a gazebo. I have a friend that has one, and they have built-in screens that you can pull down. I have screens on my deck for the kind of the same reason of people sunbathing. You know, if the neighbors don't like it, don't look there. But it's your privacy, it's your right. So I think
this is a solid call. This is a solid point of view right here.
Margo, we appreciate you. Have a fun day, okay?
You too. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Next up is Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. Thanks.
So what do you think about this?
For sure, put up the screen. Mm-hmm. And I'm shocked that you guys didn't say this. Why do we care what the Snoopersons think? Like, why are we worried about hurting their feelings? They're the ones doing the peeping.
Well,
oh,
it's
no,
the whole...
We did say that.
We
actually.
Get it. Well,
just give them the finger. We don't care.
It's that whole treading lightly, though, because you still live next door to them, and you don't want, like, a really bad relationship, because that can be a nightmare.
What
when
kind
you're...
of relationship would you have with people like that anyway? Like, I used to live next door to super Snoopy people, and I never did have a relationship with them because they were always... snooping around my house.
I know, but it's like they live right next door. You got to
so
be a
what?
Little careful.
Why? What are they going to do?
Careful, and you're not doing anything mean. You're just putting up a screen. Like,
you know what you're doing, Rebecca? You're calling out bad behavior, right?
Exactly.
The one way to end this is if Rick just walks out there buck naked one night and just strips down and makes sure he's like mooning them as he does it, you know, giving them a show.
That might have them bring friends.
Oh, that
over
could backfire, though. Yeah.
You can sell tickets.
We know what his wife looks like, but we don't know what Rick
You're right. We don't know anything about Rick.
Rebecca, have a great day. Thanks for the time, okay? We appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you. Sandra's up. Sandra, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So far, it's been pretty unanimous. What do you think?
Yeah, 100% put that screen up. And I have a little, like, privacy, what do you call it? It's like a little privacy fence, like, on top of my regular fence. That makes sense?
Like another little level,
it,
a little layer.
Is it an extension?
Yeah, it's like another little level. Yeah, exactly. Like, because nobody was, you know, snooping, but it was just awkward when you'd go out to the backyard and then, you know, you'd turn to your right and you could see people, like, or they could see us. And we just put that little privacy fence and it was just, can't see anybody anymore.
They probably appreciated it too, actually.
How large of an extension, like, is it a 6-foot fence? Is that right? And then how big is the extension?
Right. The extension, I would say maybe like 1.5 feet. Maybe.
Is it like a lattice type thing? Do you like a lattice look?
Yeah, something like that. And it doesn't stretch like from one end to the other. It's just like a little piece. Huh. But I don't know. It just kind of slopes down a little weird. I mean, it looks good, but now I don't have to see them. But
yeah, it was just enough to keep the eyes off you.
Talk about you barbecuing and stuff, you
yeah.
know? And then you're like, oh, there they are again.
Go out there and top it with a little barbed wire or something too, okay? Really right. Keep it up.
Sandra, have a great day.
See ya.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Do we have time for one more? We got to make it fast. Patrick, we got to make it quick, but what do you think about all this?
So I did the same thing, and not only was I dead on that the neighbors were purging, but it was their little boys. And I was doing yard work the next day, and the guys were arguing with each other. No, I can't see anything anymore. I think the husband put up some kind of screen or something.
Oh, you ruined their fun.
Definitely helpful.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, man. I'm glad you called, buddy. Have a fun day.
Thanks,
all right?
Patrick.
Yep.
See ya. Man. We are nosy creatures.
You know, and well, I'll just let it go. Thanks. It was unanimous.
I mean, thought it would be. Put up the screen. Yes.
I thought for sure there would be people who were on the other side, but no, nobody cares about the Snooper Sons.
It's because it's annoying, man.